and Una. Breakfast Rolls.
Jumpstart your Welcome morning. Along, it's Breakfast Roll to Cooper and Una.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good. Yep.
We had fun on the show today, and we're about to delve into it, but I need to talk to you about an observation that I saw yesterday. So I went up to see my dad in the nursing home, right? And you know when you're in the nursing home and they're playing like all the music from those people's era? So a bit of rock and roll, yeah. A bit of 60s, 70s and everything like that. And then they have their entertainers come in. I'm just thinking, what happens if you jump forward into the future? What music and what are they going to be doing in the nursing homes? Will they, like, people, for, like, all the millennials who are going to be in the nursing homes, is it going to be like, you know...
Taylor Swift's going to be there.
Taylor Swift, and they're all going to be going around doing 6-7 all the time.
Yeah. And what's her name? H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Chapel Rowan, love her.
Chapel Rowan.
Chapel Rowan.
That's what they're going to be getting down
to. Yeah, yeah.
Or whip my wet ass. Maybe not that one, no.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
But come here, let's get into our survey. It says 12% of people admit that they've done this at a family wedding. Lo and behold, wouldn't you know, the amount of messages coming in about Donald and his cousins.
Oh yeah, shifting his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll never live that down. He shouldn't have shifted his cousin anyway. It's his fault.
Producer Donald has a fact for us, or a statistic, and we've got to try and figure out what the answer is to this. You can help us out on 087 110 2107. Donald.
12% of people admit they've done this at a family wedding. What is it? No, it's not just a general wedding, it's, you know, family wedding.
Family wedding. They've done this at a family wedding.
Yes.
All right, okay.
All right. Is there a clue in the family then?
Well, it's just something that's different slightly to... You could still do it at both, but this is just specifically a family wedding.
Okay, I'm going to have a go. Is it... Call for a speech?
Oh, God.
Or like just out of the blue. When
you're not actually in the line for doing speeches.
I just want to say...
I'd like to take this opportunity.
Oh, cringe.
It should have been me.
No, it's not the answer.
It's not the answer.
I love that thinking, though.
Thank you very much.
Because you feel comfortable around your family. You're like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do a speech.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It. Is it that in the church... when the priest says, does anyone object to this? And that they've stood up and said, I object, and I'll tell you why.
Oh.
She was mine first.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not the answer.
Is it pocketing the money for the thank you? Do you know when they say thanks and you pass around the jar and you put, so everyone puts like a tenner into it at the start.
Sorry, what's this, in the church?
No, not in the church. This is in the reception after, during the meal. So during the meal when the speeches are on, every time...
Sorry, I'm just getting another insight into the notiony weddings that you go to. A thank you jar.
Oh my God, have you not played this game?
No.
No.
Are you serious? 087-110-2107, please back me up on this.
Oh, sorry, this is the speeches when somebody says thank you. All right, okay.
I thought
you were talking about thanks for inviting us to your wedding and they pass around a jar and everybody fills it with money.
So why would you do that? You're after giving enough money as it is in the present.
That's what I was thinking.
Ridiculous. They should be buying you a set of around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Gravy boat for every person that came.
So is it that they pocketed the money from the thank you glass and didn't buy the round? Yeah, if you won it, you're supposed to go up and get some refreshments. But sometimes...
What's the point in winning it if you can't pocket the money?
Oh my God, what kind of weddings do you go to? You can't pocket the money. The person who gets it, it's a pain in the bum actually, because the person who gets it has to go to the bar.
Oh, this sounds like the worst night ever.
And because it's actually a curse, because there could be like 10 people at your table and you've got to bring back drinks for everyone.
So I suppose the tip is, if you're playing the thank you game, just say, oh, I reckon it's going to be two thank yous.
Or...
So you don't win.
If you do win,
yeah,
just pocket the money and say you forgot.
You just gave out to me for saying why not pocket the money, and you just said now say why don't you pocket the money? I don't
know, because it's
you.
The rules. You're not supposed to pocket the money.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if you forget, inverted commas. All right, okay. Donald, is it thievery?
I've never actually played that game, so that's new to
what?
Me.
What is that?
No, it's not the answer. No, it's not. No,
don't
English weddings.
English weddings. Sure, they're over at 11 o'clock.
I know.
All right, folks, off you go. Go on, back off you go.
We're at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, are we not sitting in the hotel? No hotels over here, love. Go on your bus, get a taxi.
At an English wedding.
On your bus, get a taxi.
Yeah, yeah. So you put the ties around your head and dance. Oh, you do all that, do you? Yeah. All right.
Throw the napkins, spin them around. They definitely don't end at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, we're obviously guessing this, but we've learned lots about different weddings. 087-1102-107. Producer Donald, what's the cash?
12% of people admit they've done this at a family wedding. What is it?
So what is the question we're asking in our survey says? We're getting some good guesses in on 087-1102-107. Are they correct, though?
Today, 12% of people admit they've done this at a family wedding. What is it?
I can see Una doing this.
Is it 12% of people at a family wedding brought their own drink?
So there's Una over there, 2 litre bottle of sparkling water, boom, smacks it on, leaves it on the table.
Yeah,
that's you.
No, I hardly know to do
just
that.
The bottle there.
But I didn't realise it was rude just to smash but to put a big bottle of sparkling water on a table.
Of course it is.
Yeah, well I know that now, people, but I still don't think it's rude. Anyway,
people go to the effort of putting on a spread, laying out the table, and setting the table, and being proud, take an Instagram picture of like, oh my god, look at the table, people are going to come over now. And there's Una's big plastic bottle.
smack.
Boom, in the middle of it.
I like to be hydrated.
It's not even a brand. It's an off-brand.
What do you mean it's an off-brand?
It's not even a fancy water. It's like an off-brand. It doesn't even go with the decor, Una.
What's wrong? Oh, look at you, you snobby wobby. Snobby wobby.
Hell yeah, Una.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn right. If I made the effort for my guests, I don't expect you to turn up with your 2 litre plastic bottle and smack it in the middle of the table. And
oh,
never
you
go,
can be
what's
sure.
What's wrong with you? Anyway, who did that come in from?
Nettie and Melissa from Drogheda.
Thank you, Nettie and Melissa from Drogheda. It sounds like they're actually pressure washing the drive.
It does.
Is that it?
It's not it, no. Okay. Great guess.
We need some more guesses. 087-1102-107.
12% of people admit they've done this at a family wedding. What is it?
Producer Donald, the question we are asking this morning is...
12% of people admit they've done this at a family wedding. What is it?
Some of the messages we're getting, we can't play.
We can't play. Lorraine in Sligo has been messaging. She says, is the answer try to shift a relation like the way your cousin Donald...
Why, you got a coughing fit there?
No, I didn't get a coughing fit. No. Is it the answer trying to shift? Well, that's what it says in the message. Like, do you know the way that time with your cousin, that one time with your cousin?
But you keep mentioning it and you get more joy out of it the more I deny it.
Your cousin and Cooper's gravy boats bring me so much joy.
Oh, well, that's good. You've never even met my cousin, but that's good. It's not the answer, Una, no.
Una goes on about these things that
I don't know why I come
happened.
Into this show.
What do you mean never happened?
Then she goes on about us being notiony. Well, me being notiony.
You are notiony.
She goes on about pass the bucket of money around in the wedding. That's what you're talking about.
Pass the bucket of money around. It's a thank you jar and everyone puts in a fiver, we'll say, at the start. And every time at the speech someone says thank you, it's moved on. And at the end of the speech, whoever is holding the money has to go up to the bar.
And buy the
and
seven ups.
The seven ups. Exactly. Yeah, I've done it every single wedding I've been to.
Unbelievable.
Every single one.
Unbelievable.
Do
you not think, you know?
I know, we all know what you've been doing at your wedding.
Sorry.
Morning, I Radio, Tommy here in Rosellen.
Hey, Tommy.
I still have no clue what that thank you jar is about. Like, who puts the money into the jar in the first place?
Who puts the money in the jar,
everyone
in
it? Everyone at the table.
So every time the money goes around, you've got to put money in it?
No, at the start, you just throw a fiver in and then it goes around every time and say thank you.
Sorry, Tommy, just a fiver.
You know, I think you're forking out enough for a wedding.
That's right, Una.
Anyways, I think the answer is swap clothes with someone.
Swap clothes with someone.
Swap clothes with someone.
Is that the answer?
No, it's not the answer, no.
Ooh.
Great guess. Do you want the answer?
Yes, please.
So, people were close. The answer is 12% of people admit they have slept with a member of the in-laws' family party. Bridesmaids, groomsmen.
Technically, Tommy's right.
Technically, it's.
Then again, maybe they did close on. Anyway.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. Ryman is heating up this week because there's a high score to beat, isn't it? Was it 9 they've got to beat, or is it 8? Is it 8? It's a high one anyway.
It's 8, yeah.
It's 8. And Danielle from Westmeath came on this morning to give it a go. And she's got a very interesting job. Wonder what field she works in.
Think on the spot.
Come on,
you're up against the clock. Think, take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Come on, Danielle. Think on the spot.
You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Well, Danielle's not singing along with us.
Oh, Danielle.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. Thanks very much. So, you are a fan of fields, left, right, and centre. Not only do you work in them, you're going to see concerts in them as well. What do you do for a living, Danielle?
So I'm a health and safety officer. I'm in the agricultural industry, so dealing with all the hardship.
Oh, yeah. So, like...
You get to go to farms and see...
I kind of just site-based at the minute, but it could be out the farms after a while, but it's kind of just based on site at the minute, yeah.
Very good.
That's class.
Do you love it being out and about?
It's good, yeah. It keeps everything interesting.
Absolutely. And three big gigs you're going to. Zach Bryan, Calvin Harris, Luke Combs. Go on. Each of them in a field. Which one of the Calvin Harris gigs are you going to?
It's the one in Marley Park.
Very cool. Excellent. Yeah. And are you going to make a night of it? Are you staying up in Dublin or what are you doing?
No, we'll probably get a bus and travel up and down. It's kind of the handiest thing to do.
I disagree. Nothing like just walking out, hand in hand to the nearest place that you can just like, just relax and chill. Like chill and relax. It'd be brilliant. Have you ever seen Calvin Harris before?
No, I didn't actually. I seen that time he played an EP and I didn't get to go, so I said I can't miss it out this time.
Yeah, you're in for a treat. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And producer Dawn's very jealous that you got tickets for Luke Combs and Zach Bryan.
Luke Combs.
Incredibly jealous.
Yeah. So, I reckon if whoever you're going with decides that they can't go, that Donal will actually...
Tell them.
That's
fine. Yeah. That's fine
like, with me. Donal will give up everything to go, to be honest with you.
That's okay. I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah. All right. Right, come here. We are going to play a game of rhyme at the high score to beat this week is 8. Des from Longford got it, which is a huge score. But you know what, Danielle? I think he got it. Do you know what I mean?
We believe in you, Danielle.
All right. You will have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you possibly can. And the answer rhymes with this word.
Spire. S-P-I-R-E. Spire.
And perfect.
All right, your 30 seconds start now.
If you don't always tell the truth, you're a what?
A liar.
If you fill someone with the urge to do something, you what them?
I'll pass.
You light this in the winter to keep you warm.
Fire.
You may hire one of these to sing at your wedding.
Fire.
If you're the seller in a transaction, you'd be looking for a what?
Pass.
When you're on holiday, you may want to get a car on what?
Time is up.
Hire. Dude, that wasn't great.
Do you know what? It was fine. You know, you're right.
It wasn't bad. Huh?
You got 3. You're passing number 2. If you fill someone with the urge to do something, you what them?
You inspire them.
Yeah.
That was a tricky one.
If you're a seller in a transaction, you'd be looking for a buyer.
Oh, sure.
That was a thinker, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
when you're on the spot.
Exactly.
Listen, come on again in a few weeks and you can redeem yourself, hopefully.
Perfect.
And with the contents of my drawers.
Oh, Jesus.
That's great.
Danielle, just very quickly, have you ever been at a wedding?
Yeah. I actually have one coming up very soon, so I do.
Do you know about this money in the jar and pass it around for the thank yous?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Danielle, come on. What is going on in this country?
It's Una and all of her rich media friends.
Rich media friends? What are you talking about?
Oh, here we go. Media in her big mansions.
I've never been to a media wedding. So you... Listen, Danielle, what happens is, when the speeches are on, everyone at your table puts a fiver into the glass jar, right? Or just a glass. And then every time someone says thank you, you pass it on. And at the end of this, the person either gets to keep it, which generally doesn't happen anymore, or they have to go up to buy around 7-Ups. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God, hopefully that happens at the next wedding.
Hopefully, exactly. Yeah, there you
then
go.
Then you're lumbered with the responsibility of getting the 7-Ups in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That is, it is a pain.
Just sounds notiony, Una, to be honest.
It's not, there's nothing notiony
you're
about
paying
this.
Enough to go to the wedding and now...
It's a fiver. Oh, it's a fiver. It's your... You are the king of the notions.
Goodwill.
Yeah.
Danielle, lovely to talk to you. Look after yourself.
Thanks, Danielle. Are you
on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls.
Una O'Carroll, also known as Menace to Society, with another Wind Up Wednesday.
This was actually, this is one of my favourite ones because the person I rang, Dean, gave it back to me so much that I had to beep a lot of it out.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So he was brilliant.
He was brilliant. So Jolene contacted me and she was like, will you wind my brother up, please? He's a hairdresser in Monaghan. I was like, yeah. So he put a floral display out on the front of his hairdresser, in front of his shop. So I rang him up pretending to be from Monaghan Town Council, telling him it was gaudy and he needed to take it down. It was loud.
Have a listen.
Wind up Wednesdays. Pew, 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 pew. And Una, you are the pranks mistress. You are the most mischievous person I know, and you absolutely thrive. This is like a mental purple snack for you.
Yeah, I love it.
When you get this, you feed off the energy from when you're winding people up. What's going on? You do. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to wind anybody up and get Una to do it for you, she'd be more than happy to. You'd spend all night here winding people up.
Oh, I would.
112107 if you want to send us a WhatsApp.
Okay, so Jolene got in touch with me.
Yeah.
And Jolene wanted me to prank her brother, Dean. Now, Dean is a hairdresser in Clonus in County Monaghan.
Right.
And he recently put up a beautiful floral display outside the front of his shop.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So I pretended to be ringing from the council saying that we've gotten complaints because it's bad taste and it's gaudy, essentially.
Oh. Let's see how Dean takes this.
Hello, Dapper. How are you?
Hi, hello. Could I speak to Dean Began, please?
Yep.
Hi, is this Dean?
It is, yeah.
Hi, how are you? Mary Murphy is my name there. I'm actually calling from Monaghan County Council. Do you have a minute to talk?
Not particularly. What's it over, sorry?
Okay, well, I suppose you don't have much time to talk, so I won't beat around the bush. We've had several complaints about your premises in recent days. The Tidy Town Committee have been on to us complaining about the floral display on your premises.
Say that again, sorry?
The Tidy Town Committee have been on to us complaining about the floral display on your premises. They're concerned, I suppose, about the optics for the town. How big is the display, Mr. Began?
Literally just above the sign. It's on Facebook, and if you want to have a look at it, like, on the salon page.
On the salon, okay.
Not big, like. What's the complaint about?
They just said it's not a great aesthetic to the town. Are they very colourful? Like, are they loud colours?
They're white.
They're white. Okay, all right.
White with green foliage.
Okay, well, I suppose we'll have to just send someone from the council, an inspector, out tomorrow just to take a look and take measurements and everything. And I suppose because, Dean, really, it's coming from the Tidy Town, we have to kind of take it seriously. Do you know if there's a way we can trim things down or, you know, maybe...
So the Tidy Towns that put a post up saying how nice it was for someone to do something extra with the business is getting complaints.
Well, I suppose...
From the locals.
Well, that was someone from the... Yes, but there's someone else obviously contacting us. We have an email here and we got a couple of phone calls about it. I suppose before any enforcement action is considered, I'm just wondering if you'd be willing to take them down first.
Absolutely not. No, I'll ring back on Monday, but I'm not even entertaining
well,
that.
Well, okay.
I'll figure it out.
One member of the Tidy Town said it was giving Benidorm/Blackpool and that it was like a garden centre vomited on your premises. They're saying you're bringing the tone of the town down.
Oh
you
God.
See, we want to keep Clonus classy. That's our motto. Keep Clonus classy.
Classy with the No,
oh,
I've
that's
got a client
cheap.
Talk at a different time.
Hi, Dean. This is Una from iRadio. Your sister Jolene set me up.
Jolene, I will knock you out.
You're not angry. Jolene,
I'm going to kill you.
I looked at your... It's beautiful. The flower display are stunning. Like, absolutely gorgeous. But yeah, she contacted me to wind you up. So that was good crack now, Dean.
I'm going to kill her. You going to me there for a second?
Listen.
Hide them flowers.
Oh my God, Una. Just be aware. This is why people don't answer their phones anymore, Una. Because you're possibly... No, I love it. Answer your phone. Get wound up by Una. Nominate your friends, your family, or people like Dean there, an absolute legend. 087-110-2107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Oh, Jimmy, tummy rumbling there.
Yeah.
Could you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
So you haven't eaten since your eggs at 5 o'clock this morning.
At least I didn't have them in the studio.
I didn't have any eggs this morning because I didn't have time. That's right. I didn't have time. And I don't have time now to make them either. And my tummy is rumbling just as much as yours.
Amazing. You're an absolute lunatic. Yeah. Why is your dad a legend? We're looking for people to nominate your dads for Dad of the Year 2026.
How much of a legend is your dad? Because this weekend is Father's Day. Heads up. All we want is something nice like a high five. So happy Father's Day, Dad.
You deserve it.
Yeah. Or even maybe a nomination from you on iRadio to say that you are the Father of the Year. We're looking for your nominations. Basically, like when your dad has come to your rescue, what makes him a legend? 087-110-2107. Dano yesterday, who qualified her dad for Dad of the Year. We got this lovely message from yesterday. Here's a bit of it.
He is my superhero. He has always been there for me. I was always daddy's little girl until my daughter came along and she bumped me out of that one.
Aww. Yeah. Aww, cute.
Still, you are still there. All right, listen, nominate now. Send us a voice note. We'd love to hear your voice on it. 087-110-2107. We are looking for you to nominate your dad for Dad of the Year on 087-110-2107. Loads of voice notes coming in on 087-110-2107. You can keep them coming if you like. This morning, it's Elkmore.
I think my dad should win Dad of the Year, because he's a walking saint. He has done so much for me over the years. He never has to be asked twice to do anything. And he's a star. He has always brought me to every single football match, never had me late. He always offers me pocket money on a night out.
Nice.
And I just think he really deserves the recognition of Dad of the Year. And even if he doesn't win it, I still know he is the best dad out there. So I really hope he wins this. Thank you.
Legend.
That's super sweet.
That is nice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I'd love to be getting pocket money. Especially if you go to the parties that Una's involved with, because it looks like when you get there, you still have to pay to do extra things.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The weddings and the putting the money in the jar.
Everyone
stuff.
Does it, put the money in the jar.
Anyway, keep nominating your dad. 087-110-2107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
We'd fun on Get It Off Your Chest this morning. Somebody was having an issue with their girlfriend and what they did and just was not taking responsibility for it. Here we go.
Get it off your chest. If you want to get something off your chest, I'd love to hear from you. 087-110-2107. Send us a WhatsApp. Simple as.
Hey guys, this is from Mark. I need to get this off my chest because my new girlfriend may have accidentally destroyed part of my house and somehow I'm the one who's stressing about it. I've been seeing her for a few months and she's over at mine quite a bit. I'm renting the house from my family. It's an old house that's been in the family for years and they're very particular about keeping everything the way it is. Anyway, she was getting ready in my bedroom over the weekend with one of those hair curler heater things. I told her to put something underneath it because she's nearly dropped it before. She didn't. She knocked it off the table, not once, but twice. The end result is that there's now a lovely burnt patch right through the carpet in the middle of my bedroom.
Oh, geez.
Her reaction, well, it's not that bad. It'll be grand. They won't mind. My family will talk about someone scratching a table, still talk about someone scratching a table 10 years ago. They are going to mind. The thing that's annoying me the most is that she keeps brushing it off like it's no big deal when she's not the one who'll have to explain why the family carpet now looks like someone had a campfire on it. Am I overreacting or should she be taking a bit more responsibility? And more importantly, how do I explain this to my family? Well, I mean...
Oh.
you just be truthful. I wouldn't be getting too stressed out about it either. And I kind of understand why she's not, like, she didn't hurt anyone. It was an accident.
No, but, fair enough. If it's your own thing that you've damaged, fair enough, don't stress about it. But if it belongs to somebody else, and especially if it's old, it sounds like it's an old house.
Well, I'll tell you a story about a friend of mine.
Here we go. You know what happens here.
So,
oh, by the way, what do you reckon of this situation? 087-110-2107. Sorry, Una.
I got these beautiful new Moroccan tiles a few years ago for my porch. Like, they're stunning.
Yeah.
Fabulous. The first weekend that I had them, my friend came down from Dublin and she was holding stuff.
Yeah.
And my dog greeted her at the door and she went down to pet the dog and one of the bottles she was holding dropped. And it cracked one of the tiles. These are very expensive tiles. Cracked one of the tiles.
I wouldn't expect anything less from yourself.
And it wasn't me who did it.
Sure.
Yeah, it was my friend.
Mm-hmm. No, the expensive tiles.
Oh, right, yeah. So I was like, it's grand. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I've since been to her house a load of times, but on two or maybe three occasions, mm-hmm. She has carpet in her bedroom. And when I was getting ready to go out, my eyeshadow spilled. Jesus, into the carpet, yeah. The first time, and then the second time it was bronzer. But she got mad at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you getting mad at me? I didn't get mad at you when you cracked my tile. Well, and she said, well, it doesn't give you carte blanche to come up here and ruin my carpet every time you come up. And the last time I was up at her house, she put a newspaper down where I get ready on the carpet.
You like it? She's like a puppy coming to visit. Okay, but okay. In her defense, fair enough. She should have maybe apologized and offered to have the Todds replaced, etc. Yada yada yada. But in her defense, your dog was unruly and attacked her.
So my dog just came out. My dog is the most placid dog. She was not unruly.
Yeah. Came out and gave her a fright, made her drop something nice on the tiles.
But I'm making is, I'm like, it's okay. It's just a thing. You didn't hurt anyone. You didn't hurt me. It's fine.
But that message that we got in, the girlfriend doesn't see anything wrong with it, isn't kind of like, yeah, whatever. So she goes around laxy-daisy, just like, yeah, whatever, knocking stuff over, burning things. It's like, hang on a second.
It was an accident. I'm on her side here.
No. It wasn't technically an accident. The fact that she was asked to put a heat mat or whatever it is underneath and be careful so you don't burn anything.
She forgot to do it. People make mistakes. We're all human.
I forgot to do it. 2 seconds ago, I asked you to like make sure you don't burn something.
You know what? You are what's wrong with the world.
I am.
Come here. You need to breathe and chill. People get so ratty about things. Honestly.
But things can be replaced. Yeah, but also you just need to be a little bit more careful. And so
okay, I'll give you that. She should have been a little bit more careful. She'd been careful, but she wasn't.
But she didn't seem to give a hoot either. Do you know what I mean?
If it was my boyfriend, I wouldn't really give a hoot either. I would be more worried if it was my friend.
Okay, 087-110-2107.
Carpet debacle that I got in trouble. So
carpet DM.
Yeah. That doesn't give you carte blanche to come up here and wreck my carpet every time you're up. Oh.
So here on iRadio on every day, we like to get it off our chest. And this person has sent us this message because they're having an issue with their brand new girlfriend because she's been a bit laxy-daisy, isn't it?
She is, yeah. Well, she was straightening or curling her hair and she was over at Mark's house. Now, Mark is renting this house from his family.
Nice.
And he asked her, listen, will you put something underneath that? Because you could drop it and it's really hot. And she was like, oh yeah. But she didn't. Anyway, she did drop her hair curler and it burnt a patch right through the carpet in the middle of Mark's bedroom. And she was like, ah, look, it's not that bad. It's grand. You know, your family won't mind or whatever. But Mark is kind of raging now at her lackadaisical attitude and not seeming to care about it. And his family, he says, will absolutely care.
Yeah. Now, I think the whole thing of it being a materialistic item, all right, isn't the problem where it's damaged. I think the fact that she doesn't give two hoots about it, I think that's what the problem is. It's like, you know, like it's kind of just having a bit more respect for each other and each other's property. Do you know what I mean?
I guess, yeah. But I mean, I don't really see, if it was my boyfriend and I did it, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. But, it, you know, chill out. I've told the story earlier about ruining my friend's carpet with eyeshadow and bronzer, and she got very cross with me.
Was this the same friend, by any chance, that your dog had an accident on her carpet as well?
Oh no, my dog had on carpet at another friend's house and a couch in another friend's house.
Brilliant. So you're just a walking disaster.
Yeah, essentially. If it's not the dog, it's me.
And they're putting paper down for both of you when they arrive.
She actually put paper down on her carpet for where I was getting ridden so I wouldn't spill any more of my makeup products on her carpet. But where she cracked a tile in my house and I was just like, it's grand, don't worry about it, it's fine.
But you're getting her back tenfold.
But I didn't mean to get her back. It was an accident.
Look at me putting on me dusty bronzer. Oh, look at you. You got lovely. You used to have lovely white carpets.
I rubbed it in and I made it way worse.
Oh, Jesus. No, Una.
No, yeah. No, I do feel bad about that now. But anyway.
Why are you shaking your head like as if you're saying, no, I don't?
No, I do feel bad about it. But I suppose everyone has different attitudes. And to be honest, like, she didn't hurt anyone. It's just a carpet. I think Mark kind of needs to chill out.
Next thing then she does. She doesn't care about these things.
Yeah, see, it's not the fact that it's the carpet. It's the caring whether you damage something or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get some voice notes.
Oh, the family carpet. Lord bless us and save us.
Oh, come on there, Philip.
The tapestry of all our lives that we've been treading on with our feet for 20 years and we'll do for 20 more.
We will.
Get over it. It's a carpet. Yeah, get over it. It's a carpet.
Yeah, it is just the carpet. Yeah. But the fact that it's kind of like, eh. Not acknowledging the fact, even though that they were kind of like asked, just be careful, you know?
Good morning. So to the carpet thing.
Hang on, I love the beforehand. This is going to be good. All right, here we go.
Don't ever have children would be my advice to that man. Do not ever procreate because
terrifying.
Children will destroy your house more than anything. So if you can't cope with a burn mark on the carpet, I suggest you never, ever...
Yes?
...procreate with this woman. Okay? And that would be my advice.
Yeah. Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Brilliant.
So, Mark...
Great advice.
Get rid of the lady. She's wrecking your head. And don't ever have kids.
Well,
see, the thing is like, they're your children, so you're responsible for them. So you, it's up to you to teach them the ways. It's like, don't draw on the walls. Don't draw. All right, you've done it.
Is this a dig at me for my child's drawing on the...
It's my kids drew on the walls and everything. We just, say, don't do it, but they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And then you just clean them up.
So, Mark, just chill out. It's only a carpet. It's just a burn. Just get a rug. Just get get a very tasteful rug and throw it over.
Cover it up.
Cover it up.
Cover
it.
Brush it.
It's like a bandage. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, all right. Doesn't bother me at all.
All right. Is there anybody out there that would be really bothered by this? Get it off your chest this morning. It's not creating, I think most people are saying chill out and calm down when it comes to what happened with this person and their rug and their missus and stuff like this.
So Mark's missus burned his carpet with her hair tongs.
Yeah.
And she did it twice, and he asked her beforehand to put something underneath, but she didn't. She was like, be grand. So there's a burn in it now, and Mark is renting the house from his family. He says his family are going to be annoyed, but the main thing is that he is annoyed about her attitude, because she's like, I'll be grand, it's only a small thing, like, they won't mind, chill out. But I'm kind of on her side here.
Well, okay, alright. 087-110-2107.
Accountability.
What was that word that she used in there?
Take a bit of accountability for what you've done. He asked you before you done it, before it happened, can you just please be careful? And you done it twice. Like, that's make a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once acting twice, it's kind of pushing it a little bit there, don't you think?
Yeah, it's nearly a bit like negligence.
Do you know? Negligence? Oh, come on.
It's kind of...
It's just a carpet.
Okay, let's switch it up. If it's just a carpet, I'm standing outside your back garden, yeah? You're having a barbecue, everyone's over, okay? I'm kicking a ball against the wall, and you come out and said, here, will you not kick it there, just in case you knock over the barbecue and ruin all the food? It's like, yeah, cool, it'll be fine. And then I kick the ball again, and you come out and say, will you be careful, just in case you knock over the barbecue and ruin all the food? I'm like, it'll be fine. And then I kick the ball, it knocks over the barbecue, and all the food is ruined. But I'm just like, yeah, cool, whatever.
That's completely ridiculous. You can't compare the two. It's food and a carpet. You're hungry. Everyone's hungry. You'd be waiting for the food. So therefore, obviously, I'd be annoyed about the barbecue. But different. It's just a carpet. Yeah. And I mean, she didn't do it on purpose. People have accidents. We are not... What is it? What is the infallible? Yeah, you know what I mean? We make mistakes.
And if you are infallible, you can get anti-inflammatories for it anyway. Do you know what I mean? Oh, by the way, you can, of course, do a comparison like that just because it's food.
You can't do a comparison like that. No, it's ridiculous.
It's the same. It's
not the same thing.
It is.
You eat foods, you can't eat...
It's not if you can eat it or stand on it is the difference.
Yeah, but Donald, shut up. I walked her right up to it.
Keep on talking, Donald. Yeah.
Donald, I walked her into it and you stopped her having a moment that we could have used for something on the radio. Anyway, you can eat... Anyway, try it again.
No.
You can eat food, but you can't what?
I'm not.
Well, you can munch on food, Una, but...
I can't.
Doesn't matter, okay.
Just cut a patch from under the bed where nobody will see and replace it.
Okay, cut a...
Well, he's right. He asked her to put something under it and she didn't. Maybe she should have been a bit more respectful for his needs and wants.
I guess as well.
Okay, here we go.
It's probably not the most aesthetically pleasing to look at. And as you said, you could put a rug over it or... buy something stupid at an auction and throw it in the middle of the floor.
You could do.
It sounds like your man is afraid of his parents. Like, he's lying in bed at night going, today was the carpet. What if tomorrow it's Papa's finest water crystal?
Fair, okay.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
That is Breakfast Rolled. Thank you so much for listening and making it this far. You can like, share and subscribe. Get notifications of when we upload a brand new podcast. We're back tomorrow on iRadio, 6 till 10 a.m. We'll see you then.